At the top of the news this Tuesday morning, armed men in Syria have killed 120 government security forces and torched government buildings in a northern region where troops have unleashed deadly assaults on protesters for days. Chris Altieri reports.
The government described the attackers as armed gangs. That's regime shorthand for the protesters. And vowed to respond decisively, raising the specter of yet another brutal crackdown by a regime that has a reputation for crushing dissent. Opposition activists acknowledged there had been fighting, though they questioned the official casualty toll and said it was not clear who had been involved. They also said they believe authorities were setting the stage for a new onslaught. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner accuses the Syrian government of orchestrating the crowd.
We're obviously deeply troubled by attempts yesterday to cross the disengagement line in the Golan Heights, resulting in both injuries as well as the loss of life. As we did previously, we condemn what appears to be an effort by the Syrian government to incite events and draw attention away from its own internal issues.
If confirmed, Monday's attack in the north would be a turning point in what has so far largely been a peaceful uprising threatening the 40-year rule of President Bashar al-Assad and his family. Communications were cut to the area around Jisr al-Shughur yesterday, and the details of the attack were impossible to verify. But there have been unconfirmed reports by activists and residents in the past of Syrians and even mutinous troops fighting back against security forces. I'm Chris Altieri.